that happens each year on the Hudson, where iconic fish like the Atlantic sturgeon, which our boat is dressed as.
She's waving.
The American eel. Hello to the shore. The striped bass, the American shad, and shimmering schools of river herring swim up the Hudson River to mate. We are accompanied by our sister ships, the John J. Harvey and the Bob Boyle, dressed as giant versions of these native fish.
And the Fletcher.
And the Fletcher on this annual ritual. Rhiannon, I, and the crew of these ships, puppeteers from Bread and Puppet and River Keepers, are here on this day to speak for the water and its inhabitants, bridging what you hear with the unseen just below the surface. To deepen us into our movement today, we would like to share a story. Rhiannon, would you like to share this deeply elegant tale with our listeners so that they too may know the story of the Hudson River fish migration?
Yes. Thank you so much, Misha. Thank you for being here on this journey. And it means a great deal to share this story for the first time while we are actually underway on the schooner Apollonia. So this is a story that I shepherded, harvested from conversations and collaborations over a good deal of time of building out this whole vision together, with indigenous partners, with scientists, with artists, really deeply listening, which I think is a huge part of what we're doing together, is deeply listening to the river, to one another, to what the planet needs from us right now, and finding new creative ways of celebrating and creating together, you know, a new future that we need to envision with the power of community and collaboration and working together across disciplines, across generations, across cultures. And Riverkeeper very astutely understood that you need to work with artists to imagine a new future and a new world, right?
Yeah.
So this is a story that I've been writing with the help of all of these wonderful friends. And so here we go. We're going to... This is a working title, and we're gonna keep evolving this. But
ahoy,
this is ahoy! As we wave to people all along the shores of the waterfront towns, and people see us and engage with us, it's so magical. A story of the river that flows both ways, the fish migration celebration. For generations, since the first drumbeats and stories were shaped by firelight and our quest to understand our relationship to the earth and stars, people have moved across hills and through time in search of food, shelter, and sacred places to raise new life. But long, long before humans watched the moon to decide when to move, the fish and birds, whales and butterflies had already begun their great migrations. Across our water-covered planet, over 70% of Earth's surface, life was born in water, carried by water, and sustained by water's endless motion. And so we gather by great rivers and celebrate their blessings and bounty. From the Nile to the Amazon, from the Ganges to the Hudson, we meet at the water's edge to tell our stories, drink deeply, cast nets, and give thanks. And the rivers remember. The rivers and currents are all connected to great oceans, and all these oceans are connected across the earth. Some rivers we care for across lands and time, where fish return, where people sing and wash and grow and learn alike despite our different languages. Some become sister rivers, braided into the shared story of healing and memory between land and sea.
One such river is the mighty Hudson, Mahiakantuk, as the Lenape call it, the river that flows both ways. The river remembers stories carried across its waters and time. If you listen closely, this river sings thankful, babbling ballads about the Lenape, the people of the stony country, the people of the sweet water. The river rambles lyrical, bubbling songs and also tells the story of five ancient travelers stirred in the Atlantic deep. The worm moon, Shawanameki Kishuks, in the Lenape language, was rising as the shad felt the pull. Soon the running of the shad would begin. Far beneath the waves, these five travelers felt the call of a great journey, old as stone and tidal memory. The time had come to go home.
The Atlantic sturgeon, the wise wizard grandmother, armored like ancient knights, have roamed as far as the Canadian Maritimes, tracing submarine canyons and deep sea shadows. But none of that grandeur rivals the gravity of the Hudson. Born in its silty cradle, they turn back, dodging trawlers and turbines to return. Can you feel the river's flow? As if you too were a fish in the wild waters and watching the majestic schooner Apollonia raise her sails as we speak.
The American shad, the listeners, silver and swift, have danced with dolphins, heard the songs of whales, and surfed the edges of continental shelves. But as the shad bush blooms on the riverbanks, the scent of home pulls them inland.
The striped bass, the heroic athlete, striped like wind-shadowed waves, are long-distance champions, journeying up and down the Atlantic coast. But as the tide turns and the waters warm, they make for the river mouth with certainty.
The river herring, a.k.a. the divas, smaller but tenacious, alewife and blueback alike, move together in schooling silence. They have darted past seals and predators, returning now in pulses of silver to the tributaries where their own parents had once returned before them.
And then there is the American eel, the dreamer, and mysterious traveler. Born in the far-off mystery of the Sargasso Sea, these creatures travel thousands of miles as transparent, ribbon-like glass eels, catching the currents like whispers. They found the Hudson's estuary and crept silently into creeks and tributaries, where they grew into powerful, sleek adults, yellow and green, shadow and shimmer. They slipped between roots and reeds, half in shadow, half in light, awaiting their time to return to the place they've never seen, yet never forgotten. These five fish are no ordinary swimmers. They are all transformers, able to live in salt and fresh water both. Anadromous, catadromous, migrants, navigators, heroes, survivors. They pass unseen through borders others cannot cross. Adaptable, resilient, sacred. The Lenape knew this. They watched the moons and knew their names. The worm moon, the strawberry moon, signifying first fruits of the summer were ripened and sweet. The sturgeon moon, signifying the sturgeon were journeying home. Each migration a ceremony and a season. The Lenape still know this, and they teach us if we will listen. Careful. Yeah, be careful. Yeah. I don't want to be in their way, and I want you to be safe. Yeah.
The river and the fish
ropes and lines as the sails
they
are coming up.
The brackish shallows. Are you?
Yep.
The river and the fish remembered. They are remembered. They remembered the brackish shallows where striped bass paused before the upstream sprint. They remembered the shaded pools where glass eels gathered like living whispers. They remembered each bend in the river like the shape of a mother's voice. They swam past dolphins who could not follow, porpoises who watched them go. Into the Hudson they surged, into the estuary where those who never left, the turtles, the herons, the resident sunfish, greeted them like returning kin. The journey had never been easy, but what rewards, what joy and what rewards, what joy and what rewards.
Yeah.
To convey the story of our waters on behalf of the fish to the people is a deep honor. I am ever grateful to be with the water and the air and with you and the river keepers today. Thank you, Rhiannon, for putting your heart and soul into telling the stories of these waters. There is nowhere in the world that I would rather be right now.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Thank you for putting your whole heart, your whole soul into everything that you do. You bring so much magic to humans and fish and creatures everywhere.
You are remarkable.
You are remarkable.
We are remarkable.
Yes. Everyone here and the Wave Farm listeners as well.
Yes.
You are now a part of the migration with us. We'll be back here on Wave Farm. Thank you.
Thank you.